Welcome to Life Through a Dram, where Danny Brown shares his take on life, being a better person, and appreciating the here and now, all accompanied by a dram and a fine single malt whiskey. And now, here's your host, Danny Brown.
Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Life Through a Dram. This week, I'm having a staple of the Brown household, one of the Isla whiskies, the Ardbeg 10, which has that nice, smoky, peaty aftertaste and warming flavour throughout. And given the fact that here in Port Sydney, we still seem to be ensconced in winter when everybody else is enjoying spring, seems a good one to go for. So, Slangevar. So, with the obviously the coronavirus continuing to impact pretty much all life as we know it, from personal life to business life, professional life, etc., we're continuing to go through a lot of changes, and we're continuing to have, you know, things impact our normal everyday lives. And one of these is having our kids at home longer than the March break. So we are currently on a March break here in Canada, and I'm pretty sure it's the same maybe in North America. I'm not sure the UK gets it anymore. I think they are more about Easter as opposed to like a spring break, March break. Could be wrong. But anywho, at the moment our kids are on March break, and that was due to finish today. But because obviously of the coronavirus, that's changed. So here in Ontario, Canada, where we are, the kids are off for another 2 weeks at least. And this is to try and encourage, you know, continued self-isolation from anybody that may have actually gone on March break, ignoring all sensible advice, being really selfish, and then come back and bring, you know, potential virus and infection with them. And with the understood incubation period being about 2 weeks at the moment, that's the reason for, you know, keeping the school closed another 2 weeks. Personally, I don't think it'll just be 2 weeks. I think this is us now until the summer break. I don't think the schools will be going back in. And as much as that's disruptive, I'm all for that. I'm all for putting the safety first. And yes, it's, you know, inconvenient. It's going to cause a major pain for a lot of people, but think of the alternative. So with that being said, I wanted to sort of give a shout out, if you like, to the teachers that, you know, we'd normally have our kids, and they're, I know a lot of teacher friends, and I have many online, you know, friends that are teachers, and one of the overarching topics that they're speaking about at the moment is the fact that they miss their kids. You know, they're with our kids 7 hours a day for 5 days a week. So they're almost like family to them, and they look forward to seeing the kids come into school. And they know for a lot of kids that are in, you know, maybe poorer families or poorer neighborhoods or families that don't have as many resources as some others, often the schools are the only places that they can go to be guaranteed a good, healthy meal, warmth, and, you know, exercise, etc. So as I mentioned, I have a lot of teacher friends at the moment that are really kind of pulling their hair out, because it's not about them not being able to teach, which is what they love, but it's also about the fact that they're missing their kids. And I don't think our teachers get, here in Ontario at the moment, we're going through a sort of government versus teachers protest and issue at the moment, where the government's cut a lot of teaching resources and funding, and because of that, teachers have gone on strike to, you know, raise awareness of the issue and try get the government back to the table to talk about proper funding, proper resources. And because of that, unfortunately, a lot of teachers are getting harassed and, you know, abused and just shouted at online and in the street. And it's just, it's horrible to see. If you look at what's going on in the province here, you know exactly who's to blame. And trust me, it is not the teachers. So what I'd like to do today is, in this week's show, revisit a letter I did as part of a project that I'd started a couple of years back. And it was basically writing a thank you letter to a teacher that had meant something to you and helped shape your life. And I was reminded of this by having a conversation with a friend who was also part of the same project. And she said it would be a really good time to maybe kick this off again and, you know, let teachers know what we think of them and give them and show them our support. So I want to just read you the letter I wrote for my old history teacher, who is Mr. Houston. So this is me reading it. I'll try not to be too monotone, okay? Dear Mr. Houston, you may or may not remember me. After all, you must have seen thousands, if not tens of thousands, of boys and girls pass through your history class at Hoyk High School during your time there. Hoyk's a little town in the Scottish borders, very small. I went there when I between the ages of 12 to 16. I wonder what you're doing now. I can't see you on the school's website, and you must be retired by now. But whatever you're doing, and whether you'd remember me or not, I wanted to take the time to thank you for some very important moments that helped shape my love for both stories and history. Ever since the day I first walked into your class when I was 12, I knew there was something different about you. For a start, you looked like no other teacher I'd ever had. Compared to the suited, grey-haired and stuffy teachers I'd been used to, you were a lanky, scruffy and heavily bearded individual with a penchant for the ugliest woolly sweaters. And trust me guys, his sweaters were stuff of legend. Add to that the fact that you spoke like your students as opposed to the educated Scottish that so many of your peers used, and it immediately made you a different proposition. But it was when you taught that the magic really happened. I'd always been interested in history, but you made it come alive. So much so that it was my second highest mark at exam time, after English, which, ironically enough, you inspired me to be better at. Your description of battle scenes during the wars you spoke of, the knowledge of the time you spoke of, and your passion for the topic at hand. All of this and more entranced me, and many like me. When you spoke, history was a living thing, as opposed to something we had to learn about, because it was part of the curriculum. You even made up ghost stories to make a particularly long lesson more fun, and for that I thank you. But it wasn't just your amazing history lessons that are the reason for this letter, although that would have been reason enough. No, it's your unselfishness to your muses that saw you encourage me to better apply myself to English that I also want to thank you. You saw how rapt I was as you recounted your mix of fact and fiction. You saw how I daydream at times, adding my own take to your descriptions. And instead of punishing me for not paying attention, you actually encouraged me to expand on these daydreams and write down stories around them. You encouraged me to share them with the class, and when the class enjoyed them as much as I did, you said something to me that I'll never forget. Words and stories are important, Danny, but it's a belief in these words and stories that make them real. Always believe. That advice led me to become a straight A student in English, where I was among the top 3% in Scotland for that year's English exam. It led me to write for the school magazine, where a mini-series of mine was voted best of the year. More than anything though, it led to my love of writing that sees me penning this letter on a blog that's been around for almost 10 years now. And if popular is anything to go by, then you know, you really need to love blogging to keep at it when it's such an unfashionable pastime. Or so they say. So, Mr. Houston, I know I'll never be able to thank you enough for all you've done for me. You probably aren't even aware. But whether you ever see this letter or not, know that I'll never forget my time in your class. Teachers get a hard time. Students can be mean to them. Parents can be too over-expectant of them. And government policies don't always see the value they bring, just the money they cost. If nothing else, this is one person who sees teachers for all the wonderful things they are, and for one teacher in particular, for how a bearded scruff made a difference of a lifetime. Thank you, Mr. Houston, for everything. As I mentioned, this was a letter I penned as part of a project on my blog a few years back, I think maybe 2-3 years back. And just because of the current situation with schools being closed and teachers, you know, being at a loose end because they don't get to spend time with the people that they want to help and people whose lives they help shape, you know, every day of their working week. And the fact that teachers are still getting blamed for not being at school here in Ontario when the schools were closed, as if it was their choice to, you know, not be with the kids that they give so much to. I just wanted to revisit it and share it with you and ask you as a favour to do something similar, whether you blog or have your own podcast or you share notes on Facebook or LinkedIn or whatever. Pen a thank you letter or record a thank you letter or record a thank you video for YouTube. And think of your favourite teacher or more if you have, you know, more than one teacher that you really look back to with, you know, with gladness, if you like. just pen and record something and a thank you to them. And share that with your community, share that with your listeners, share that with your viewers, and encourage them to do the same. And let's create this little wave of thank yous for the teachers that are so desperately missing their kids at the moment and could be missing them for a long time to come, depending on how, you know, the situation goes with the virus. Until the next time, guys, be well, be safe, and be kind to each other. Slán Javar.
This has been Life Through a Dram. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.